Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck.
The traffic perimeter is back up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Cobb County is home to some of the best high school football action in the country. And each week, we'll break down the biggest stories in and around the county with our resident high school football guru, John Bednarowski. And now, with his co-host, Darren Sutherland, it's Marietta Daily Journal sports editor, John Bednarowski.
Welcome to the Cobb Football Friday podcast. It's week six. I'm not John Bednarowski, and I'm not Darren Sutherland. I'm JP Edwards. John Bednarowski is sitting right across the table. He is the man with the plan. You're the one that has all of the details. In fact, you're some kind of like encyclopedia of Cobb County High School football. It's fascinating to watch you work.
All I do is sit over here and talk. I don't know what's so fascinating.
Because you can pull up all the stuff just straight out of your brain. Before we get into it, John, we want to thank our sponsors, Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Superior Plumbing, Ed Voiles Automotive, and Johnson & Alday Attorneys at Law. And tell me, later in the podcast, we're going to talk about something big that happened in South Cobb. Like, give me just a little tease about it.
Well, something that doesn't happen very often. We had a 300-yard rusher the other night, and it's a special night whenever that happens.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Before we get there, let's talk about what happened last Friday.
Well, what happened last Friday is Marietta continued to roll. Tyler Hughes, quarterback, threw for four touchdowns, ran for a fifth, and Marietta crushed. Who did they crush? Parkview.
Oh, it was Parkview.
Crushed Parkview, and so that was a big game for them. McEachern, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what they're doing. Every time they take a step forward, they take a step back. I expected a better performance against Newton last week, but Newton came up to Cantrell Stadium, beat them 39-21. Walker, the Walker School. Let's give a little shout-out to them. It's been a rough start to the year, but they played Community Christian the other night, beat them 55-18. So congratulations to the Wolverines for getting their first win. A lot of teams were off last week, so anxious to see how some of them get back into it. One thing that is interesting, North Cobb just keeps getting more pieces back.
Okay.
And Denialon Morissette, huge game the other night in North Cobb's 43-6 win over Alpharetta. Another wide receiver. He's a four-star. He's going to go to Georgia, but he missed the first couple of games. First game back a couple of weeks ago, he caught balls for 108 yards, I think it was, this past week. Another big week, couple of touchdowns, well over 100 yards receiving. It's just an embarrassment of riches over there at North Cobb right now.
Yeah, they're completely loaded on that team now. With them winning that big, how long did the starters play?
Usually what happens, and I'd have to go back and double check, but when they're handing a team that kind of a beating, generally what happens, at least when with Shane Queen up there, if they're up huge at the half, the starters will come back, play the first series of the third quarter, and then they start bringing in the subs.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's what happened this past week.
That's where you get your young kids in. The junior varsity team gets a little bit of varsity playing time.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
A lot of good games. Kennesaw Mountain last week, 17-7 over Kell. Now, why is that big? They, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but they are now squarely in the driver's seat in Region 6-6A.
Did you expect that?
Not at the beginning of the year.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit. Anything else from last week?
Oh, I could go on and on about last week, but, as Bill Belichick says, we're on to week six.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Cobb Football Friday podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey! We do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
We're back on the Cobb Football Friday podcast. It's week six. John Bednarowski is here. You are the, is it the Swami? Are you the Swami
Darren calls me the Czar.
The Czar. You're the Czar of Cobb County High School football. It is amazing the stuff that you have in your brain. First, let's go down and go around the county. What are the matchups?
Well, we got Campbell over at Peachtree Ridge this week. Campbell suffered their first loss of the year last week to Roswell. I think it was 41-21. Campbell is much improved. I expect them to win this week, get to 4-1, and then we'll see how region play goes for them. Milton's at McEachern. Again, I said earlier, McEachern, for every step forward, they take one step back. What are they going to do this week? They're playing against a team that won a state championship just a couple of years ago. They ranked number one, number two in the state, depending on which poll you're looking at, in Milton. So that's going to be a huge matchup. North Atlanta at Pebblebrook. You know, Pebblebrook, we didn't mention them from last week, but they played Riverdale and tied them 14-14. So they're still undefeated. They're 4-0-1. They're going to play North Atlanta. This is their last non-region game. I think it would be big for Pebblebrook to be 5-0-1 heading into region play. Harrison at Marist. We'll talk a little bit about that later. Gainesville at Hillgrove. Hillgrove got its first win of the season last week when they played Westside Macon. This game ended really strange last year. They played up at Gainesville, and Gainesville returned, I believe it was returned a fumble for a touchdown in the last moments, went for two, didn't get it. Hillgrove ended up winning 28-27. So hopefully the Hawks can come away with another win on this one. Brookwood at Marietta, Gwinnett County versus Cobb County. Those matchups are always a lot of fun. Boy, Marietta is just rolling right now.
Are they?
I expect that to continue. Roswell at Walton. Walton. I love the Raiders, but they have a little bit of McEachern in them.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're supposed to beat West Forsyth a couple of weeks ago. Didn't happen. They come into this game 2-1. Roswell has kind of owned them over the last decade. They've won the last three. They've won 9 out of the last 12. This would be a big game for Walton to kind of right the ship, and I think they will. Allatoona at Wheeler, the Buccaneers starting their climb back up the Region 6-6A standings. Kell at South Cobb should be a good game. We'll talk a little bit more about that one later. Laster at Kennesaw Mountain. Kennesaw Mountain's got a chance to go 6-0, and, you know, I haven't seen that before, but Sprayberry at Osborne. Osborne back on the field after being off for 2 weeks because of COVID issues. Brookstone at Whitfield. this was a two-point game last year. Going to be big this year because Whitfield's got a chance to go 5-0. They've never done that.
Okay.
So that's going to be a game to watch. And Mount Perrin Christian's going to Commerce. And the interesting thing about this game is Commerce is now coached by Mark Hollers, who was the head coach at North Cobb Christian the last few years. So Mount Perrin has a familiarity with what they are probably going to see on the field because of knowing the North Cobb Christian schemes that they did. So that should be interesting. Mount Perrin needs a win. The last couple of games, they haven't played real well, and they've gotten kind of gotten it handed to them. So I'm looking for a better performance.
Well, real quick, when it says mid-season after this week's game, what are you trying to tell me here on your sheet?
Well, it's week six. There's 12 weeks in the regular season.
Oh, so you're just saying it's the halfway point.
We're at the halfway point after this week's games. And when you think about it, it went by in a blink of an eye.
It sure did.
And we're halfway through the regular season.
Holy moly. Yeah, you're right. All right. Well, then tell me about Kennesaw Mountain. How are they in a prime position?
Well, they're 5-0. I told you they beat Kell the other night.
Yeah.
So that means they've beaten Allatoona, Sprayberry, and Kell. Those are the three teams that finished above them in the region standings last year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really good chance Kennesaw Mountain could run the table, go 10-0. You know, October 15th, they're going to play Pope. Currently, they're tied with Pope for the lead in the region. That'd be awfully early for that region to be decided, but I think if they beat Pope, it's pretty much a done deal.
Really?
Yeah.
To go 10-0, you're saying that it could be written in the stars for them.
They got Laster this week. The rest of the schedule. Now, look, any one of these teams could jump up and bite them. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a perfect situation, but I think they've got South Cobb. They've got Pope. They've got, I think they've got Wheeler and then Osborne, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm.
So I think they've got a shot to go 10-0. And this is two seasons after they went 0-10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's saying something.
Yeah, good for them for turning it around. Holy moly.
Yep.
All right, tell me about Marietta.
Well, coming into the season, one of the big things that Coach Richard Morgan had talked about was, okay, we play a very difficult non-region schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. They played Colquitt. They played Camden. They played Parkview the other night. They're playing Brookwood on Friday. They've played McEachern. It's a tough road for non-conference. But what that does is not only does it sharpen them for region play, but it kind of gives them a playoff feel of what it's going to be like, you know, once they get to the postseason. Well, the biggest thing is they wanted to get out of the non-region, you know, with a winning record,
mm-hmm.
obviously, but healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Big thing. If they can get through this game against Brookwood, I think they're going to accomplish both.
And you're right. It's a dangerous thing, as positive as it can be for your players to play against big teams. You gamble with the fact that they could get hurt. And so you're saying they make it through Friday, they're going to be good.
Well, you know, knock on wood. Let's make sure that everybody gets through healthy. But yeah, if they come through healthy, they're 4-1 coming out of that, going into region play after the break, because we're going to have a very small schedule next week, by the way, because most of the teams are off. Mm-hmm. So they get through this week. If there are some, bumps and bruises, they've got 2 weeks to heal up before they start region play. They're going to be a tough out.
All right. Let's talk about that story you teased at the beginning of the podcast, 300 yards plus.
Yep. Jonathan Simmons, running back from South Cobb. He's one of these little, well, Jerome Bettis wasn't little, but Coach Brett Sloan from Kell compared Simmons to Jerome Bettis because, he's a little bit on the stocky side. He's like 5'9", 230, has these legs that are the size of tree trunks,
mm-hmm.
and he runs like a 4'5", 4'6", so he's got some speed too. South Cobb ended up getting beat by Pope last week.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put up 300 yards, and he had touchdown runs of 82 and 79.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so he was picking them up, putting them down. I tried to go back and find the last time we had a 300-yard rusher. It's been a few years, and unfortunately, I was unable to come up with that name. But you know, it's been a few years since we had them. They don't come along very often, and as you could probably imagine. With that, he is now the leading rusher in Cobb County. He's got 640 yards and 3 touchdowns. I would hope that that kind of a performance may open some eyes, may catch a few college coaches' attention because, you know, I think this young man could play on Saturdays.
Now, does South Cobb get the looks from colleges the way some of the other schools around the county get looks? Or is it kind of forgotten about?
No. If you've got talent, they're going to find you.
Okay.
Justin Jones is from South Cobb. He starts for the Los Angeles Chargers on the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got, I want to say Jeremy Judy, if I'm not mistaken. He's playing for the Lions. He went to South Cobb. So, you know, there's a lot of talent throughout the county. It's not just limited to... you know, Marietta, North Cobb, and all that. And if you can play, these college coaches are going to find you.
And when you put up 300-plus yards, I would imagine it gets sent to their email inbox.
I would hope so. And, you know, Thomas Hansen's new coach down there. He was down at Harrison for a long time. You know, Harrison was always good about getting the word out about their players. I would assume that Coach Hansen has... filled up plenty of email boxes with video clips of that performance.
North Gwinnett at North Cobb.
You know, it's another one of those Cobb-Gwinnett matchups. Those are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, North Gwinnett, coached by Bill Stewart, I believe they're 2-2. Their losses have been very close this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're always a good team, fundamentally sound, well-coached. And it's going to be a fun game for North Cobb because, you know, if you can put up 40 against a Bill Stewart team, you know you've got something special.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what North Cobb's been doing all year, is putting up 40 against everybody. So let's see if they can do it against North Gwinnett. And if they can, just like Marietta, you get out of there healthy, you got 2 weeks. And then they open North Cobb will open region play on the 8th against Harrison, I believe.
And when you talk about Gwinnett County coming here to Cobb County or Gwinnett versus Cobb County, are they the two counties with the best overall football teams in the state? I know there's some powerhouses in the South, but it seems like there's a lot of concentrated football talent in both Cobb and Gwinnett.
Well, you know, you're going to have some counties like, you know, you've got good teams down in DeKalb and Fulton County, too, depending on, you know, what level you're at. But I would say for, you know, top Division I talent, I think we have reached the point where Cobb and Gwinnett are, you know, Cobb trailed Gwinnett for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And if they haven't caught them, they're real close. So, you know, any time now, you know, a lot of, I'd say 10 years ago, Gwinnett looked at Cobb as their little brother. And, you know, they're not so little anymore.
Gotcha. All right. Now, why is Harrison and Marist on this sheet?
Okay.
It doesn't seem like a game that we would normally be talking about, at least when I just look at the names. It doesn't seem like something we would spend any time on.
Well, no, you're right. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time Harrison has played Marist.
Okay.
But they played Grayson last week, and if I'm not mistaken, Grayson's defending state champion in Class 7A. Okay, this week they're playing Marist, who's the defending state champion in Class 4A.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Harrison is trying to finish strong. You know, they got behind early against Grayson and never quite made it out of the hole, but it ended up being 31-23. They made a nice comeback in the second half. I think if they play in the second half the way they did, or they play Friday night, the way they did in the second half against Grayson, I think they beat Marist.
Really?
So let's see what happens with that. And, you know, you say really, and people might be surprised with that, but, you know, there is usually there is a difference between 7A and 4A.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see, but I like the way Harrison's competing. You know, and it would not surprise me because Harrison's known for defense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're going to have to play North Cobb, Marietta, and Walton. And it would not surprise me to see them jump up and bite any one of them because, you know, they're talented enough to do it. So let's see what they do against Marist. But I think that could be a fun ball game to watch.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Cobb Football Friday podcast. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you one question, John. I'm going to ask you if you could be at one game this week, which game would it be? So you think about that while we do this.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you'll always cherish.
We're back on the Cobb Football Friday podcast from the Marietta Daily Journal. And, John, before I ask you the question, I want to thank our sponsors, Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Superior Plumbing, Ed Voiles Automotive, and Johnson & Alday Attorneys at Law. Now, John Bednarowski, you are the king of Cobb County High School football. You're in a walking encyclopedia. If you could be at one game this week, what game would you be at?
Yeah, walking encyclopedia. I appreciate the compliments. But yeah, what game do I want to go to? I mean, there are a few on the list because I'd like to see what Jonathan Simmons does against Kel, and I would like to see if Kennesaw Mountain can go 6-0, and I want to see if McEachern can bounce back against Milton. But if I can only go to one, I'm going to go to Brookwood at Marietta.
Really?
Yep, because I want to continue to see the progression of Tyler Hughes. He's having an outstanding year. He is completing 65% of his passes. He's thrown for 1,110 yards, 16 touchdowns, one interception. Cameron Perry has become a go-to receiver. Cam Overton is a go-to tight end. They've got weapons. You know, we mentioned North Cobb earlier as an embarrassment of riches. The same can be said on the offensive side of the ball for Marietta. I think they beat Brookwood. They reached the break 4-1, and you can start circling the dates of October 15, where I think that's when North Cobb plays Walton, and then later on, like the 29th, you've got maybe North Cobb, Marietta, and then November 5th is Marietta and Walton. I may have those dates mixed up, but those are three games that in a 5-week period where we're going to have circled because they are going to have huge implications. Because if you think about it, North Cobb, Marietta, Walton—they're all ranked in the top 10 in Class 7A right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if those are the top three seeds from Region 3-7A, one of those has to start the playoffs on the road.
Ooh.
There's high-stake football coming up in the coming up next month.
And just to recap real quick, you would pick going to see Brookwood at Marietta, and you mentioned a few weeks ago you said something about the stadium at Marietta that I think maybe people missed. Why is the stadium at Marietta feel different than other stadiums?
Well, Marietta's Northcutt Stadium opened in the 30s. It was constructed by the WPA. And when they built it as a football stadium, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most of the newer schools right now, they always put the track around the football field.
Mm-hmm.
There's no track around the field at Northcutt. So you are literally right on top of the action. I mean, if you're sitting in the front row, there's a good chance that you could probably reach out and touch somebody that's down there by the bench. So it's a very cozy atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best atmosphere you can get in the Atlanta metro area when it comes to watching high school football.
Oh, wow. Now, that's a bold statement. I like that. All right. So it's definitely worth going over there to see them play at Marietta. John Bednarowski, thank you so much for being here on the Comm Football Friday podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Find more online at CobbFootballFriday.com. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. All rights reserved.